Porque nós queremos chegar ao fundo da questão, da realidade daquilo que aconteceu. E, portanto, fizeram um trabalho aprofundado que será muito pertinente.
Maybe you can explain another contract. The directors Max Urban, David Umberto Pedrosa, in addition to the salaries and bonuses paid by TAP, they had a service contract, Atlantic Gateway, 4.3 million euros between January 2016 and July 2020. What is this contract about that costed 4.3 million euros?
Eu vou usar a experiência granjeada no setor privado. Quando temos investidores privados que estão a trabalhar connosco, não é habitual que assinem um contrato de gestão com um montante definido que abranja tempo e experiência que dedicam a ajudar a empresa. É um caso clássico quando os investidores privados assinam um acordo de serviços, um contrato de serviços. Não quero estar aqui a ajuizar sobre os valores porque não estava lá, mas há um contrato assim de um investidor privado que depois traz uma equipa, presta serviços e que faz parte das negociações, das discussões. Parece-me que isso é habitual. Mas volto a dizer, eu não vi o contrato. Os valores, as assinaturas, a forma, as modalidades do contrato, eu não sei. Mas isto é um caso típico, clássico no setor privado.
Madam, MP, your time is almost finished. You have, still have a question. Is it TAP in the information sent to us that mentions this contract together with bonuses paid to these, payments and salaries paid to these three directors? Because the only directors of Atlantic Gateway are Max Urban, David Pedrosa, and Roberto Pedrosa, and also David Neumann. Now, these directors, managers were paid by TAP, their salaries. And these same managers or directors were in a company that received more than 4 million euros from TAP during the same period. Hence my question. Maybe TAP, in the information that you sent us, stressed that each one of these directors, let me close, in addition to those salaries, to the salaries they had access to these 4 millions, why we don't know. Now, could you explain? Why did you consider the pre-retirement agreement with Max Urban was not legal? Please, we have to abide to our times. The answers we can give a margin, but not to the questions. You have the floor.
A resposta é muito rápida a essa pergunta. Quando descobrimos isto, era uma questão muito complexa, muito difícil de perceber. Havia administrador, depois afinal já não era administrador. Enfim, então o que nós fizemos foi pedir uma consultoria, um aconselhamento externo de uma empresa de advogados, escritório de advogados, e disseram que havia fundamentos para interromper os pagamentos. E também para pedirmos a recuperação do dinheiro. Isso depois subiu para o Conselho não Administração, Conselho de Administração, e enviámos uma carta a esse senhor informando do processo que estava a ser instaurado.
Thank you, madam. We are now going with the fifth round of questions by Paulo Muniz. Sorry, Paulo Muniz, who asks the floor. It's about the proceedings. Chair, we became aware a while ago in Engineer Christine statements that there had been a meeting on the 17th before the hearing here with a parliamentary group of the Socialist Party, members of the government. And there is an important thing here that when a member of the government, when a high officer is convened to a parliamentary hearing, we understand it comes here in normal conditions without having had in the eve meetings with one of the parties that is to conduct the inquiry. So in that viewpoint, and that's why I asked for this point of order, it is absolutely fundamental on behalf of transparency. And I remind you that Prime Minister Costa said today that all the truth should be ascertained in this parliamentary committee. And before giving the floor to the parliamentary group of Socialist Party, it's important to know if any of the MPs present here that is in this parliamentary committee, and for transparency reasons, and you are a member of the Socialist Party, if any of my colleagues here was in that meeting on the 17th of January with Engineer Christine. And only after that can we have the guarantees that what is to be the intervention of the Socialist MPs in this committee corresponds or meets the necessary transparency. If that is not the case, the PSD asks that if there are any Socialist Party members that have participated in that said meeting should abstain today from questioning Madam Christine Urbiard-Vidal. Thank you, sir. Well, let me say the following. Regardless of that not being a point of order, let me say the following, and if you allow me, if I'm allowed to speak, I think that question is relevant to be asked at the Economic Matters Committee, not at the Inquiry Committee, because we are talking about a hearing, and let's make it clear that what was reported was that there had been a meeting of the Economic Matters Committee, not this committee meeting. No of us would expect that to happen here. But we take note of your words. I thank you, and I give the floor to the Socialist Party Group MP Carlos Pereira. Paulo Muniz, please. Well, having heard your explanation that we take note of, with all due respect, but we cannot agree with you. For a simple reason. The chair is now giving the floor to the Socialist Party as the agenda foresees, but you are not making conditions to safeguard the risk that we have identified that eventually those that will speak had been present in that meeting on the 17th of January with Engineer Christine Widner. That's not a matter of the Economy Committee. That's a matter of being exempt in this Parliamentary Committee. Now, if we come to the conclusion that none of them was there in that meeting, then it's simple and clear. Thank you, honourable colleague. And let me draw the attention to all of us that are listening to us that according to the rules of these committees, it's very clear about incompatibilities. We all signed at the beginning a declaration saying that there is no type of incompatibility, and that is why we are here today, and we are here in the on an individual basis here as MPs elected by the people. We are here for the truth to be found. Having said that, and having heard your concerns, I now give the floor to MP Carlos Pereira. MP Felipe Melo, I understand that you want this meeting to have plenty of information, but we have to be more moderate in the points of order. And I know that's what you're going to make, a point of order. Thank you, Chair. And I will be brief. As a member of the Chair, and I'm not trying to remove any legitimacy from your words, but I don't feel comfortable knowing that there was a meeting, a preparatory meeting, for a hearing at this Parliament It doesn't matter what commission it was about, what committee it was about. And someone participated in that meeting that prepared the hearing. A hearing that we all saw how it went. And that Madam Engineer present here did not answer anything in effect. So, for the purpose of transparency, the parliamentary group of Shege asks the chair to follow this recommendation, and before we can give the floor to the Socialist Party group, please ask Madam Engineer if there was anyone here, any member of the Socialist Party was present in that meeting, of those here, of course. What an understand is that anyone, and one of them was there in that meeting, should not speak today. I mean, this is for transparency purposes. Miss Chair, this is, as a member of the chair, I don't feel comfortable proceeding with our work as such. Thank you, sir. I thank you for your words. The mandate of each MP is a mandate that they respond to the people. Don't ask the chair of a committee to constrain in any way whatsoever the principles, legal principles. We know that they have all been met with the legal regulation and ethical, that's up to each one. So please give us conditions to continue our work. And any one of you may ask in the next rounds of questions, can ask the Madam Engineer, Christine, whatever you want. Can we go on? Sure. The decision, your decision is made. We are not going to ask again, but I ask you that for purposes of truth, before starting this round of questions, I ask you to ask Engineer Christine to tell us, is any one of the Socialist MPs present here today was present in that meeting of the 17th? Can you tell us that before they start speaking? Was there any one of them present in that meeting? Thank you again. Let me say that regardless of our willingness to ask questions at times when we are discussing issues, I don't think it should be the chair to ask questions. We should be an interpreter, as it happened a while ago, when you asked the question that you wanted the CEO to provide a clarification, and I asked that question. But there will be more rounds of questions. We are just in mid the first round of questions. There are three rounds of questions. We will all have the opportunity to ask questions with all due respect, and we should make our work as productive as possible. So please, let's make the conditions so that we can give the floor to MP Carlos Pereira, Socialist Party. You have the floor. Thank you, sir. Before the hearing and the questions I'm going to ask, the parliamentary group is not under inquiry here. So it doesn't make any sense what was previously stated. And in that context, but maybe, but not here. If all parties present here can ensure that they have received no information from the CEO of TAP, meaning that we would be in similar conditions if that assumption was true. So, having said this, and stressing that the Socialist Party group, parliamentary group, is not in under questioning here, but I will ask my questions now. Please go. Thank you, Chair. I'd like to greet Engineer Christine, her lawyers. Thank you for coming here. First question is, do you assume all actions of your management?
Of como CEO e membro da comissão executiva, fazemos parte da equipa, temos uma equipa que toma a decisão em conjunto.